What? Oh. No, my book's good. I'm having trouble putting it down, actually. But I do think I am in desperate need of a break. Wait, when did you change the light color? About an hour ago. And how exactly did I miss that? Focused on my book? No, that doesn't sound anything like me. I do like the purple though, it's quite pretty. No, you're pretty. I said what I said. Just accept it. It's fine. Fine. I guess I can agree that we're both pretty. How is it that when we're together like this, any music we play just becomes significantly better? I mean, that can't be a coincidence, can it? It's possible. I mean, when we're like this, it's just... Well, I mean, I guess being like this is just rather special to me. It's special to you too? You sure? Because last time I checked, you're the one losing sleep. Oh, okay. It's okay because it's your choice, okay. Can I tell you something? Go for it. That was really eager. No, that was cute. Just say what I'm gonna say. I know, hold on. Okay, so these moments are actually my favorite. Yes, really? Do you have any idea why? Okay, well, lucky for you, I'm gonna tell you. Incredibly detailed, I might add. So, these are my favorite moments because it's what, 3 a.m. right now, right? Yeah, okay. Well, your phone is in one hand, and your other hand is playing with my hair, and I've got my head rested on your stomach while I lay horizontal on the bed because I have to lay on the bed weird. Also, I know that you are well aware of what I'm describing because, well, you're here with me. You're experiencing it with me, but I don't think you realize just how important each, like, every single little detail is in all this. Well, you're on your phone because you insist that you can't sleep, but I think that we both know that you're actually just trying to keep yourself awake until I fall asleep. And you can say that I'm wrong, but, well, anyway, your hand is in my hair because you want to show that you're there for me without making it too obvious that you're trying to help me relax. You don't want me to feel suffocated, but you want to show that you're there, right? Okay, well, I also have like 1,000 different thoughts running through my head viciously, constantly, you know? But whenever I get that sensation on my head, you know, like, you know the feeling when you run your fingers through like the exact right spot, like, it's perfect, it's good, I get that little tingly feeling, it's just... Anyway, all of those thoughts that I just described, they get really quiet, just long enough to remind me that I am in fact safe here with you. And I treasure each quiet moment that I get to experience with you. I know you do. I know you want me to feel safe, and trust me, somehow, even in a way that I don't understand, but I always feel that with you. Like, it's alarming how safe I feel with you, because this doesn't happen for me. This doesn't happen for someone like me, right? I mean, there's always some reason for me to constantly remain alert. But when I'm alone with you, especially like this, it just, I don't know, it means the world to me. I know that I don't have to tell you all of this, but I need you to know that even though I may have trouble expressing things, you are just, you're so damn special. And I think you always will be special. You're right, always is a big word. I know that because I only ever seem to use it with the opposite, you know, with negative things that I've experienced. So people always leave. I'm always alone. Happiness will always be just close enough to reach and yet never present. No, I'm fine. I promise I'm fine. I'm good. This, I have to get this out, okay? I have to. But then you showed up and you just, you had to prove me wrong. You have always stayed. And I still struggle with loneliness, but you're always there for me. And even when we're fighting or we're just, I don't know, annoyed with each other, any of that, you still always remind me that happiness is what we have. That's what's happening between us. We're happy. We're happy together. We're happy in each other's presence. I mean, we've been together for less than a year, but you have truly given me a lifetime of happiness. Yes. Yes, I am positive these are not just 3 a.m. thoughts because, to be honest, I've been thinking about this more and more, especially over the last month, and I just, you're the best, plain and simple. Come here, but I'm so comfy. Fine, but keep in mind, it's only because you said please. Okay, fine. I guess it was good to come over here. I love you too. I love you so damn much. In fact, can I tell you another thing? Okay, sorry, I'm nervous. Yes, nervous. No, it's nothing bad, I promise. I'm good. Just, I am pretty confident that you're the one. Yes. Yeah, like the one. Because whenever I think of being up at 3 a.m, I always picture you too. Not because you stay up with me all the time, but because even if I'm the only one up and you're snoring up a storm, I mean, not even up a storm, when you're snoring, it's cute, it's comforting. Anyway, the point is you're always here. And yeah, I may still struggle to sleep, but even if I'm up alone, I'm not really alone, and that is incredibly comforting. And trust me, there's a whole list of why I'm convinced you're the one, but that one is the most relevant at this exact moment that we're experiencing together. Yes, I'm still nervous. Oh, you want more reasons? Fine, okay. But only because I love seeing that goofy looking grin that makes my heart quite happy. Yeah, that one. It's because whenever we go out together, anywhere, like even to a grocery store, it really doesn't matter where we're going, but if we do it at night, you insist on driving because you know that driving at night makes me anxious, and you want me comfortable. You want me feeling safe, and I know you just want to like take control and be the one to, you know, help me, you know? Because you can't make the anxiety go away, but you do that because that you can help that way. And it's because you always do face masks with me whenever I get new ones. All because it makes me smile. you always get me a vanilla Coke whenever I'm staying over at your place because, you know, I love to drink it when we watch movies or we play games. And the first weekend that we spent together, I made us breakfast, and we both know that it was god-awful. But, don't worry, your face says everything, but you still ate it, all of it, all, you know, just to try and make me feel like I didn't disappoint you, because, you know, I struggle with that, but even when I said you didn't have to, you insisted, you wanted to. Come on. We both know that it was awful. I mean, I'm a better cook now, but that specific breakfast, that was horrible. Yes, I did just click my tongue. Shush. I know I look like a doofus when I do that. Shush. Okay. But you always leave a hoodie over here because you know that I love sleeping in them. And you do not hesitate at all when showing your love for me in public. And I never thought that I would experience that because, no, I'm fine. I'm fine, I'm okay. I never thought that I would experience that because everything always had to be in secret. At least that's the way it seemed, you know, for you. You've also watched Coyote Ugly with me every time that I want to watch it. Minimal complaints, but you do it because you know how much I love that movie. And I appreciate everything that you do for me, and there isn't a day that goes by when I don't think about it. I know, trust me, there's a list, and it's in my brain, but right now, because I'm thinking of this, you know, this, I'm noticing the little moments, just little things that, you know, they shouldn't matter, but they do. So, all these moments that may not matter to you, but they certainly matter to me, and I never noticed the little things before. I never had little things to love, and I love the simple moments with you. I love the comfortable silence. I love that every time I have, like, every time you pop up in my head, I smile, and it's like I can feel you hugging me somehow. I don't know. It's weird. I know it's weird. I appreciate you, and I love you. I love you so much. I promise my goal was not to make you emotional, but you mean so much to me. There is a catch, though, to me pouring my heart out. Yeah, it's actually some bad news. Any guesses? Shut. No, I promise I'll be falling asleep soon, I promise. No, it's worse, actually. Yeah. I think you're going to have to put up with me for a lot longer. Yeah. Put up with me. Don't tell me to shut up, you butthead. No. Yes, I did just call you a butthead. Yes, you really do have to put up with me. You wanna compromise? Fine, let's compromise. Just to clarify, fine, go ahead and finish. You insist. Yes, you have to put up with me. You better just be teasing me and turning this into something nice, because I'm gonna get really emotional if you're just doing this to do this. Oh, you will. You will put up with me. How generous of you. You're so nice. Does forever work? You just let me stick my tongue out at you, and all because you were going to say that? You really are a butthead. But... head. No. But you made me smile, so I guess I'll ignore it. Are you alright with forever? Only if it's forever in a day. Okay, you might be getting greedy now. Okay, I guess I'll allow it, but you do owe me a kiss for every other day that you add to forever. So if it's forever in 2 days, then I get 2 kisses. You know, you get the idea. Yes, I guess I'm ready to go to bed. Can I get cuddles? Yay. Okay, I'll stop laying horizontal and come cozy on up to you. Is that good? Well, cozy, we're good? Okay, good. Hey. Psst. Psst. I love you. Well, you just called me baby girl, so the smile is now permanently attached to my goofy face. I hope you're happy. Well, as long as you like the smile. Seriously, though, thank you for being you. No, you don't get to thank me. You can thank me tomorrow. Tonight, I just want to appreciate you. So I guess you can appreciate me tomorrow, and then the day after we can appreciate each other together. Yeah, I may be rambling a little bit, but I do love you. You make me so happy. And I'm completely fine with forever and a day. In fact, I might argue that it's not enough. Mm-mm, not enough. You'll figure out what to do with it. Fine. Can I have a forehead kiss? I can have all the kisses. Fine. Hey, psst. Boop. I had to boop your nose, okay? Okay, I promise, I'm falling asleep now. Love you.